Philadelphia, are you ready?
No, he said, are you ready?
This is Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast, your first stop for everything professional wrestling. So sit back and enjoy wrestling talk at its finest with your hosts, Larry Hall and Joe Corrado.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast. And on today's show, we have our first interview ever returns back to Brotherly Love. And his name is Ron Starr. Ron, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me back on. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem, Ron. And we were just talking a couple of minutes ago, and I wanted to touch on something that you said, because you are back wrestling. You said you were thinking about coming back, and now you're back. But we were talking about how you almost lost everything, and now you're back doing something that you loved. I want you to elaborate on that.
Well, a few years back, I had gotten a diagnosis from my doctor. I had several health issues, and you know, it was to the point where I had to make a decision: either get a life-saving procedure done, or I wouldn't be talking right now. And so I made the decision to have what they call a sleeve gastrectomy, which is a sleeve surgery. And I lost 150 pounds, and a lot of the health issues that I had are no longer existent. And so with that, you know, even though I had lost the weight, I wasn't 100% sure whether or not I would come back into the game. And I got invited to attend a company called Super Crazy Pro Wrestling, and they had a tournament for a new championship, and I ended up winning the battle royal for that title, and won it, lost it, and I won it back, and you know, here I am now. And right now, I'm currently the interim Super Crazy Live Championship. There was a controversial decision at the last show, so the title was being held up. But as you know, they say, possession is not sent to the law. I have the belt, so I'm the champion.
That is the golden rule and the law. If you hold the belt, you are the champion.
But I'm pretty sure Super Crazy Management will have something to say about that in the coming months. So I've been all over the place. Been to New York for Capital Wrestling. I've been down south. I'm actually heading back to Texas in May for the 20th anniversary of the Christian Wrestling Federation. It's the big 20th anniversary show. Super stacked card. I'm going to be there with the likes of Tim Storm and Barrett Brown, Tyrone Evans, a.k.a. Michael Tarver, Scotty Matthews, Seth DeLay, Lodi. Super stacked card. I've been involved with the Christian Wrestling Federation for 10 years, and they do a great thing down in Texas, and it's always a great time when we go down there. And not only am I still wrestling, but I've been applying myself other places with my personality, and I've been doing some ring announcing for Celebrity Boxing, and that's actually coming up this Saturday in Atlantic City, New Jersey. So yeah, I've been keeping pretty busy, full schedule. You know, who would have thought at 50 years old I'd be this busy?
Yeah, I mean, you hit the boom of independent wrestling, where, I mean, you can look left, right, up, down, anywhere, all around, and find a wrestling promotion to watch right now.
Well, right now, in general, it's a great time for wrestling. WWF is stronger than ever. All Elite Wrestling, the NWA. I mean, there's literally wrestling everywhere. Ring of Honor, Evolve, turn around. One way or the other, you'll see wrestling, like you said. It's a really, really good time for wrestling. It's like the boom of the late 90s, when it was just wrestling all the time. And that was the time I was fortunate to get involved in the business in the late 90s. And it's good to see this kind of thing coming around again. Not even for me, but the young up-and-coming talent that, you know, get to express themselves and do this thing. You know, because it all starts with a dream. It always starts with something you love to do. So I just love the fact that these kids have a chance to do the same thing that we did, and really really, really live and express their love for pro wrestling.
So, Ron, in total, how long have you been in pro wrestling?
Active 25 years, since 1985. I actually got originally involved in wrestling in 1991, but I had an injury at my 9-to-5, which precluded me from training, so I had to take some time off, had surgery. So 1995 is when I actually got myself back into the game to stay, and I hit the ground running, and I haven't looked back since.
So now you look at what like you said, the different companies, and there's so many of them, all kinds of different athletes and different styles. When you look at a company like AEW, and they have a pay-per-view that just passed this past Saturday night, a pretty damn good result for them. They had Jon Moxley getting the title. When you see a company like that that's growing and was able to get a TV contract and is trying to get to the level of WWE, at least to be not a challenger, but just another alternative. What do you think about AEW and them at least competing with NXT?
Well, again, like you said, they're not trying to compete with the WWE machine. I mean, that's kind of foolish. That's like fighting Godzilla with a stick. That's not going to happen. The WWE is a juggernaut, and they're a juggernaut because they have the network. They have their fingers in so many pies. They got WWE films. They got music. I mean, there's so much with the WWE. And even that Fox deal to solidify them as a monster. I like the fact that AEW is giving an alternative and maybe a stepping point, starting point for guys maybe who are coming up from the indie ranks and from like Ring of Honor, CZW, and Evolve. They're giving them another shot, another place to be seen on a national stage. So, you know, and I think it's just wonderful. You know, I think it's great with, you know, who they have. I just watched the Pac and Kenny Omega match last week, which was phenomenal. You know, two of the best in the game, period. You know, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I'm also impressed with Sammy Guevara, Darby Allin, those guys. I mean, I love what they have to offer. And it's a good thing. And I know I'm going to sound like an old man now when I say I think it sounds silly. Somebody say, well, oh, AEW's better than ever. AEW is very, 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 very good at what they do. But, you know, I mean, that's not the death knell of the WWE. They may have events on notice. And that's why I think that they're stepping up and doing a lot more in NXT. Like, the Worlds Collide was amazing. The fact that they had their first Sunday night NXT takeover pay-per-view, which I thought was great. You know, putting them in that big pay-per-view slot. That was smart. That was good business, you know. I've been hearing rumblings about how they're going to change their pay-per-view format. But now people are talking about, I'm just going to get rid of the network. Why would you get rid of the network? That's a treasure trove. And maybe you don't want to, and maybe you want to watch classic content. Maybe you want to watch stuff from Texas from the 80s. Maybe you want to watch old Mid-South. I mean, that's what the network is for. Maybe you want to go back and watch the old Attitude Era from the beginning of the Monday Night Wars. There's so much on the network. It kind of transcends wrestling. That's why they're World Wrestling Entertainment. You know, like this Ruthless Aggression series they have on, I think that's great. I mean, it's a documentary that doesn't bore me to tears. And I think that's important because, of course, I lived through the era, so it's nostalgic to me to watch it and to see what was happening behind the scenes and remembering where you were when those moments happened, when John Cena debuted, when Brock Lesnar debuted. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, just what they have at your fingertips, in the network. I mean, I'm not giving rid of the network. I've been on the network for 6 years. Why would I get rid of it now? You know, I think people like to express outrage because things aren't the way they want them to be for themselves. But you have to understand, it's not just you. Vince has a wide-ranging demographic to please. So he has to do what's best, number one, for the product, best for business.
Yeah, and you said the word demographic, and yeah, I think that's why you hear so much complaining because are you there? Hello? Ron? Ron, you there? Hello?
Oh, there you go. Oh, I thought I lost you.
No, you didn't. We were just muted, so Larry's going to have to do some editing.
That's okay.
So you said demographic, and I wanted to touch on that, like what you were saying about how WWE has a wide range of people that they want to get the message out to. I mean, AEW has that key demographic, the vocal 20-something to 30-something demographic, and that's why you hear a lot of the back and forth and complaining and whatnot. Like, you don't hear it from the older generation. You hear it from, well, quite frankly, part of our generation, mine and Larry's.
I think even younger than you guys. I mean, and see, with me, I look at AEW and I see people that I've been in locker rooms with on a national stage. I think that's amazing. Like, I love watching Nyla Rose and Sonny Kiss on that stage. I mean, they worked hard. They deserve it. And it's good to see Dustin Rhodes in such a high profile storyline. You know, some people might have written Dustin Rhodes off, but Dustin Rhodes can go. He's probably one of the best to ever do it. And I love what he's doing with Jake Hager. I think it's amazing. You know, and just, number one, the match he had with his brother on the pay-per-view was amazing. And then the promo that Cody cut when his voice cracked, it reminded me of a Dusty promo from the 90s in WCW and his voice cracked. And I'm like, that emotional content, like, people might think that that's missing, but it's not missing. You have to know where to look for it, but, like, that's what draws people into the story, the emotional content. The same thing with the WWE. I mean, some people may not get into everything. Like, the 24/7 thing, it was good for laughs. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I thought it was hilarious. Because you need some ha-ha on every show. You know, I think the WWE plays long ball. They do play long ball. People don't see it, but they do. I see callbacks to stories a year later. They play long ball, and that's good stuff, you know. And maybe because I've been involved in the business for so long, and I know, and I have an insider's view, I understand what they're doing. And it almost disheartens me sometimes. Oh, it's so stupid. I can't believe they're doing this. And they got to understand, like, the outrage behind Super Showdown. People have to understand that Super Showdown, for all intents and purposes, was a paid show. And the guy paid to see what he wanted to see. And guess who's not complaining about it? Those guys who went over there and made those big paydays, they're not complaining at all. The same thing with when Kofi Kingston lost the championship to Brock Lesnar. Oh, I can't believe they did that to Kofi. Oh, I can't believe they did that to him. The one person who was not complaining was Kofi Kingston. Because you know why? He walked out of that ring under his own power. He wasn't hurt. And the next week, he was the SmackDown Tag Team Champion. So, guess what? It's all good business. So, people have to understand it. And that also kind of reflected in the Royal Rumble this year. You know, Brock's eliminating guys one at a time. And then these two guys, the two smallest guys to date, I mean, to that point in the Rumble, and they went at him, and it's a testament to the kind of business that Brock Lesnar does, and the way he respects these guys. These guys made him look good, so guess what? He's going to do the same thing to them. That's called doing good business. And a lot of people don't understand it. And I know they're seeing it from a fan's point of view, and I have to give people that. But it sometimes upsets me when I see people who are workers or who have an insider view of the business getting upset. I said, you do realize it's what it is. It's a story. Go with it. Enjoy it. Suspend disbelief. Just enjoy it.
Hey, Ron, I want to keep on this. I don't want to get past it. So, the one thing that a lot of people did not enjoy is Goldberg winning the title against The Fiend. Now, since you said that, you talked about Super Showdown. What is your take on this? People and being so annoyed and can't stand it. And I've seen a lot of people cursing Vince afterwards. And
curses you, Vince.
but they did this. They put it on a 53-year-old guy instead of running with Bray Wyatt.
Better shape than to 30-year-old guys right now.
Absolutely. His shape is... Yeah. His shape is amazing. There is no doubt in my mind.
But Goldberg will whoop our ass.
Yeah, but you have...
I want to be Goldberg on a well-lit street in the middle of Tennessee with 15 cars. Goldberg is a beast.
Oh, yeah, I'm not taking anything away from him, but when you have a guy...
He just can't perform under the lights all the time, and that's what hurts him.
And a guy like Bray Wyatt, who... You should be giving the keys to the company to with this new gimmick and getting over. What do you think about the decision made?
Here's my thing with WWE fans. And Firefly, Oh, he's the Fiend. Oh, I can't wait. It's gonna be amazing. Why is the ring in red light? Why does he stay down? Why doesn't this happen? Why doesn't that happen? And then when it happens, oh, I hated that. When the gold member said, there's no pleasing you. You can't please the fans. No matter what you try to do, you can't please the fans. They're never going to be 100% happy.
It's almost like they're anti-fans. It's almost like you can't call them fans because they don't like anything. So it's almost like they're the anti-hero.
Mm-hmm.
Where... It doesn't matter what you do. They're not actually WWE fans. They might have been wrestling fans. Now they're just here to be a pain in everyone's ass.
Oppositional. They just think that, you know, it's cool and edgy to be opposition to whatever's on TV. Like, literally, R-Truth. Like, the 24/7 thing was hilarious. To the point where Brock Lesnar wants to do business with Truth. But they don't want to let him. They don't want to let him do business with Truth because they think it may diminish him. I don't think so, because people forget that one year face run when Brock Lesnar was a face for you. People forget that because they rebranded him as this unbeatable monster. But again, he's been beaten by people he shouldn't be beaten by, like Seth Rollins. You know, this is what happened. And who was the guy who, when, Finn Balor gave him the business, and Finn Balor's like 175, 180 pounds if he's an ounce. You know, it is what it is. Rock is smart. He knows what will get over. And I think this thing with Drew McIntyre is long overdue. I mean, he may not have... I mean, my prediction is he'll win the championship. My prediction is he'll win the championship at Mania. I don't know how long of a run he'll have, but I think it's a good starting point to see what you can do with this guy. Because I mean, it's been his time for a minute, and I think it's about time. Like, and he's been world champion to other places. Why not give him a shot? Why not give him one? And like literally, up until that moment, everyone hated Drew McIntyre. And now, they're anointing him to be the one to beat Rollins. And I think it'll be a great match. I mean, I think it's the one that will even make people forget what's going to happen with Lesnar and Roman. I mean, Vince has been trying to get Roman over for years, and people just love to hate Roman the same way they love to hate Cena. You know, it's just, you can't please everybody. And Cena... Is a company man through and through. He'll do anything for this company.
Yeah.
And I think people just, they don't understand. Like, the man learned Mandarin. He learned Mandarin to give a presentation. That's dedication to the people who are paying your bill.
Yeah, it's like the hardest language to learn, too.
And like, so people kill me with, oh, Cena this, oh, Cena that. Listen, Cena made a ton in merch. The same way Austin did, the same way The Rock did. He was smart. He followed the plan.
Yeah, it was definitely, wasn't not, I wouldn't say exactly the same as Austin, but definitely the Hogan route where you're going to play off the kids. And guess who?
Absolutely.
Kids want the merch. Kids make the parents buy the merch. So if you cater to the kids, then, I mean, now you have generations of fans that you're selling to.
I've taken my son, who's 26. He's 25 now. I remember him being 12 and me taking him to the Bob Carpenter Center in Delaware, and he wanted to see the chain and see the wristbands, and he was John Cena. Oh, John Cena for life. Now he hates me. I'm like, do you remember when you were 12 and 13 and I was taking the WWE live? Yeah, but that was a kid. I said, yeah, I understand. You want to be hip like everybody. You loved it at one point. The only thing they dropped the ball with Cena is they never turned him heel.
Yeah, he never got he never got that full heel run.
I mean, he's like, even that one little thing with the Nexus, they should have turned him heel.
Yeah.
I think at this point in his career, it's a bit late to try to do something like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially when he's got to save more face for his movies than wrestling right now.
Absolutely, and I think I'm going to be right there for Fast and Furious Part 9004.
Yeah.
Whatever he's in, he's smart, again, because, again, The Rock created this lane for, okay, you're a wrestler, now let's transition into movies. And it's not just him. All these other guys are doing the same thing. They're trying to follow suit, and I think it's a smart way to go. First The Rock, Cena.
Yeah, I get it, but who? Now that you're saying that, the Rock was majorly huge in the wrestling world. Cena, majorly huge over with the wrestling world, and it kind of made it easier for them to transition. But I can't see anybody after Cena right now in any company to be that next person to be larger than life, like to transcend different cultures, except maybe.
Try to do it with Miz, they try to do it with Moxley. But, there really aren't that many guys who have that big personality who could. I mean, even Lesnar at best, or Batista, but, he plays a specialized kind of character. He's either Drax the Destroyer, or he's a Bond villain.
Yeah, or he's a big, dumb, goofy guy.
Yeah. Like, and what's that, My Spy, which my daughter wants to see. But Batista is. I think he missed the boat with Triple H. But Triple H has a whole other role to fill there.
Yeah.
I
think if you give him the keys and you let him go and you give him the major push, I think Velveteen Dream would be my next pick to be.
Oh, he needs to be up. He needs to be up on SmackDown. They've taken too long with it. I love what they've done with him. Number one, I'm a big Prince fan, so I like the Prince-esque gimmick. So number one, and he has the kind of fake Prince songs and theme. I love the Velveteen Dream gimmick. He was 24.
Yeah,
he's got his whole entire career a kid. And he literally was not born when I started wrestling. So that's amazing to me that he has such a grasp of this at that age.
That's who I think that could be the next person to transcend if he can get the time and whatnot, and they give him the keys, because he's the guy that he's got the Prince gimmick, so he gets over with a musical crowd and he can talk, so he can relate to pretty much anybody out there.
I mean, I could see him literally coming up winning the Intercontinental title and making it like his own thing. It's all purple and I mean, I think they even keep him as the Velveteen Dream from NXT. Like, I don't see anybody else really from NXT coming up to one of the top two. I hate calling it the top two, but maybe coming up to the other two brands and really making an impact. Like, and as much as I love Adam Cole, he's just too small.
Yeah, Vince wouldn't have any of that. I mean, Daniel Bryan was the closest thing you got to, like, really small guy. I mean, Styles is not too big either, but...
But like the stuff that Styles can do.
Yeah.
I met Styles in 2000, and he was amazing then. He's like so much more than that now.
Yeah, he's been best in the world for quite some time.
Quite some time. And that's just, maybe Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins is the next big it guy?
Maybe.
I mean, he could. I just don't. I don't think he's got the character. He doesn't have the Cena. Cena could talk. The Rock could talk. I don't think Seth has it like them. It's like almost their persona was larger than everything else.
Yeah, The Miz is larger than life, but he's suited more to that reality TV crowd.
Yeah, and those people are just hard to relate to.
But I do love his show. I love his show. I love the thing with him and Maurice. They have this awesome chemistry. You know, I do like to watch him on that, and like you said, that there may not be anybody like that. You're right. There may not be anybody right now who could do that. I like the song that R-Truth has out.
I didn't hear this yet. I heard about it, but I didn't hear it yet.
It's great, and I think if they really wanted to maybe give him a heel run with that kind of flashy hip hop gimmick to make him really super serious, I think that would be awesome.
It would be something completely different. It would have people talking for sure.
Absolutely. I think that would be amazing to have him as this, heel character, something he's never truly been. He was a heel of TNA, but he's never been a heel of WWE. And even when he was a heel with Adam Pac-Man Jones, he was not a heel. He was kind of more of a it was more to the fact that he was kind of clownish. But, they just got to give him a heel run. That would be something else. I think that would be great. That would be great.
So, Ron, we're going down probably the road that everyone really looks forward to, used to look forward to, because I think a lot of people are kind of soured on what this WrestleMania card is shaping up to be. Especially the Goldberg thing, I think, has a lot of people annoyed. But then it just doesn't seem like the cards that, I mean, anything's announced anyway, but still, it doesn't look good from what people are saying. Do you have a problem with the Goldberg and Reigns storyline and them leading to WrestleMania for the title?
No, because I think that's a good rub for Reigns. I mean, Goldberg's still a big name. I don't care what, and nothing against my younger wrestling fans, but they don't identify with him.
But wouldn't you say that Roman's got enough of the rubs from the bigger guys like the Undertakers and the Cenas and
The Rock.
I mean, he's gotten the rub from enough guys. I mean, it's
that's what I'm looking forward to. Actually, is Rock Reigns next year? I'm looking forward to that. I think that'd be amazing.
For a one off that's supposed. I mean, I guess that's what people can't grasp anymore is that WrestleMania has always been this cross-cultural phenomenon of a show. And I mean, I think people just really want it to be like, it's called WrestleMania. It should be all wrestling and none of this outside. I mean, Vince has a plan and he has a guideline that he follows. And it's, you get the matches in there, the Steamboat Savages and the AJ Styles versus Finn Balor. You get those style matches in there, but what's going to draw the eyes is the Mr. T's, the Rock, the Cena's, the Hogan's, the bigger names are what's gonna bring the most fans. And I think that people forget, or they don't want to believe it anymore, that, oh, you're gonna bring the Rock in, but I don't want to see the Rock Reigns if it's just a one off. But what they don't see is that, oh, it's the Rock, he's bringing in 20 million more eyes because it's him.
About it, because everybody, the problem is this, and I've said this for years, I love the internet and I hate the internet. I love the internet because it has given fans so much access to wrestling like never before, and I hate the internet because it's given fans so much access to wrestling like And let me equate that for you. Listen, everybody at my 9-to-5 knows what I do. And, you know, you always have that one, those one or two guys that want to talk smart, talk shop. I mean, that's cute. That's fine. You know, and, you know, but I get it. You know, you see in a sheet or two, you know, a couple terms, you want to talk shop. But I'm never going to discuss storylines with you. Look, if you want to come see me, buy a ticket, come see me. But, you know, leave all that at the door. Don't worry about what you read. Don't worry about what you think you know. Don't worry about what your friends, cousins, baby mamas, baby daddies, second cousin told you about somebody he knew in the game. Leave all that at the door. Come enjoy what you see. Put all the other stuff behind you. Come enjoy the show. Because that's what it is. At the end of the day, it's entertainment. Come be entertained. I think people ruin it for themselves when they try to know too much ahead of time. Oh, predictions for this, predictions for that. I think this is going to happen. Just enjoy it.
Well, that also, I mean, it sets themselves up for a failure either way you take it. Like, if you predict something and you're wrong, you're going to be mad about it. But if you predict something and you're right, oh, that was too predictable. So you said,
oh, I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, you set yourself up to be miserable from jump if you look at it that way. Like, if you really want to know so bad of what's going to happen and then you're upset because it either went plan A or plan B. I mean,
It's like with movies these days. Oh, insider spoilers, and I saw this, and let me put it to you for a second. They released an image from the upcoming Batman movie, and I'm not even going to say it was an image from the movie. It was a still photo from production. One day of production, there was a picture taken. Oh, this is the new Batman. Oh, it looks awful. And I'm like, how are you going to base an entire movie over one still photo? I mean, all you're doing is setting yourself up to be disappointed. Same thing with Star Wars movies. Same thing with all the adventures. Just wait. Shut up and wait. Why do you have to know? Just shut up and wait.
I didn't go online for a week until I saw Endgame. I didn't want to get spoiled at all.
And then, of course, you got the smart dudes who want to ruin it. I'm like, dude, like, seriously, if you're going to do that, you know, why are we even friends? It was a pastor in the South who ruined it for, like, his entire congregation.
Oh, man.
You know what he meant by the stage 12 bucks. Like, I would have got up and smacked him. Like, bruh, I was going to go see this after church today. But, you know, you know. But you saw it. So how are you going to get mad at me? Because I want to see it. But you saw it so you could ruin it for, you know, so that you could ruin it for us. That was so uncalled for. And I think people like that were either not held enough or held too much. I think anybody that whose life's goal is to ruin something else for someone else is miserable, and they're miserable because of their own making.
Well, not only that, like, you look at some of the biggest surprises just as recent in wrestling anyway, is the best feeling in the world was watching the Hardy Boys come out when that music hit at WrestleMania. It was
that
legit
was
shock.
And Edge's return at the Rumble.
Yeah.
That was legit one of the best moments ever. Oh, new look for Ricochet. That was one of the best moments ever. I know it's going. But I just think that, you know, people know too much. Oh, look for so-and-so to come out. Look for so-and-so to come out. This is what's going to happen. Oh, man.
No, I like what you said, and you said about just going in and enjoying, because I think you're right that a lot of people go into an event and you're watching it, you're going, well, I heard this is going to happen, so look for it here. And the lights go out when Bray Wyatt comes out, and everyone's turning on their phone lights and try and see him so they can say where he comes from. And everyone wants to do things like that. Just go and get lost in the show like when you were a kid. Like, I think people just always forget that.
All right, Ron. I wanna end the show like this. I wanna see if you're gonna contradict yourself. I heard you. You're watching Raw as we are while we record this right now. Now you see a top talent like Ricochet wrestling for the 24/7 title. What do you think of that?
Well, first of all, who's Riddick Moss? That's the first thing. But I mean, I get it. You know, it's a match. Okay, here's what I'm going to say. It's what he's assigned to do. He's getting a paycheck for it. It's another day at the office is what I look at, you know. I mean, I don't know why they're trying to, I don't know why now they're trying to, you know, legitimize this championship. It was meant to be a space filler.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever seen a match start and the 24/7 championship be raised, and then they have a 24/7 championship, you know, the little graphic.
The graphic.
That is interesting.
Called something else, like it's supposed to be a man, and it's really going against the whole psychology of the 24/7. Why aren't 15 people coming and trying to pin Riddick Moss right now?
Yeah, that's true. If anything, they should just change it to the TV title.
Yeah, they don't want to say that because Vince never liked the idea of something being called a TV championship.
I know.
They want to call it.
I hate Vince for that. I love the TV title. It was one of my favorite titles.
It was the first championship I've ever seen contested on NWA. It was when they gave Dusty the red belt, and I thought it was look at that beautiful belt. Awesome, you know. And I remember the Tully Blanchard $10,000 challenge, where he had, if you can beat me in what 10 minutes, it's $10,000. And I'm like, ooh, somebody's going to beat him, and they're going to win. As I'm older and more, I get it now. It was all for story. But when you're 15, oh man, and they would just hand Tully his head for 9 minutes, and he raked their eyes, cut him off, slingshot suplex 1, 2, 3, and they made the slingshot suplex the most important move in that whole match. He never tried it before then, and once he hit it, that was it. They told good stories that day. But I think I just kind of veered off because you started talking about the TV.
I kind of figured it was going to go that way. We're just kind of letting you go with it.
Yeah, I get it. You know, I mean, Ricochet is what, former U.S. champion. I mean, it is what it is. I guess by having him contested, they're trying to legitimize it. I still don't know who Riddick Moss is. I didn't bother to look him up yet. But you know, I mean, it is.
I think he's
he's a good looking kid. You know.
Former football player and
friends with Mojo.
Yeah, Mojo.
Oh, he's Mojo's friend. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's his other friend besides Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, he's the third. Exactly. He's the third hype brother.
Okay. I'm like, okay, I get it. I really think they dropped the ball with Riddick, with Mojo with that belt. I think they kind of dropped the ball with Riddick, period, with Mojo, period.
You think he had a high ceiling, or you think he had a higher ceiling than what they gave him?
I think, and no pun intended, I think his hype outweighed his production.
Yeah.
I think they made him, oh, I'm just gonna, and I'm like, I mean, this is kind of, okay, what else you got, you know?
Yeah.
You kind of want everybody to be good. You want everybody to have that potential to succeed. And everybody doesn't have that, you know. I mean, even in my level, like, I can clearly tell you, like, I've never ever once claimed to be the best at what I do, but I enjoy doing it. You know, there are people in the game who are way better than me. And I think, you know, I just think some people, but I stay in my lane. I think some people like to try to step out into a place where maybe they think they can succeed and they don't live up to how they sell themselves. Like, maybe Mojo would have been a good role player. Like, I mean, I liked No Way Jose the first couple thousand times I saw it. But then, like, when he got in the ring, I'm like, okay, what else? But I know he can go because he's in the WWE. I know he can work because he's worked out there, but they just don't. Sometimes they don't let these guys do anything. But I'm the kind of person, I think if I'm getting paid, You can tell me to do whatever, I'm going to do it. If you tell me to drive the ambulance, you tell me to be security, if I'm getting paid to do that, I will do that, and I will do it with a smile, unless I'm told not to smile. And that's just what it is. But, yeah.
Well, Ron,
I see it differently than most people, though.
That's for sure. And not only that, sitting next to you, I got to say, we went to an event with you at Holmesburg Boys Club, and sitting next to you and sitting next to a professional wrestler and watching you break it down and just listening to you and your eyes lit up and you just were calling things and he's about to do this, he's going to do that, did you see why he did this? It's one of the coolest experiences in the world to sit down and watch a professional wrestler break down a wrestling match.
Thank you. I'm glad I'll be able to share the experience with you.
So we want to thank you for being a guest again, and we're sorry it's been so long since we talked, but we're glad that you came back on and took the time for us.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, I'll be around. You can find me on Twitter at one and only R Star, on Instagram at one and only Ron Star. That's the number one. This weekend, I'll be Celebrity Boxing Entertainment in Atlantic City at the Showboat. Comedian by the name of Catfish Cooley is going up against the one and only Sandman from ECW. That should be an exciting main event. I'm 25 years and I still love hearing Sandman coming to the ring. So that should be a lot of fun. So, and then, like I said, Christian Wrestling Federation, Dallas, Texas, May 2nd and 3rd. You know, I'm going to be, just look for me, find me on social media, link me on these guys' page, and you'll find me.
All right, there you go.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
We thank you, and good luck with everything that's coming up.
Awesome. Thank you so much, brother.
All right. And there you have it, our interview with Ron Starr. It was great talking to Ron again. We haven't talked to him in a long time, so it was good to catch up and see he's a champion in Super Crazy Pro Wrestling. So it's great for Ron. We're happy for his success. And we hope you enjoy the interview. One last thing before we go. We wanted to, well, not announce, but at least catch all the listeners up on our social media. We are doing 215 Wrestling Madness, a March Madness style bracket game, to where you can just vote for your favorite wrestler from different companies. You have the WWE region, the NXT region, the independent region, and the AEW region. So we have the first one already up, and the top four seeds of that bracket won in the WWE region. I think it was Brock, Seth, The Fiend, and Kevin Owens. And then tomorrow on Tuesday is the independent region. I think Wednesday will be four from the AEW region and Thursday four from NXT. So we'll keep going, release all of it step by step, kind of going in March Madness style. And it should be fun. You get to choose who you want your favorite wrestler to go forward and eventually to be the best out of those four different brands. So we hope you participate at 215 Wrestling on Twitter, Brotherly Love Wrestling on Instagram, and Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast on Facebook. We hope you follow along on those social media accounts, and you'll see the polls pop up in the morning sometime. And we hope you have fun, because we have fun doing it and making it up and also voting ourselves. So we hope you enjoy as well. And I think that'll about do it. So be sure to give us a like, subscribe, 5-star rating, help us out. And we'll be talking to you very soon.
Later.